In front of you, extending along the length of the room, is a section of a men's house from southwestern New Guinea. As the name men's house indicates, this building has a gender-specific use. Like in other parts of the world, the relations between men and women are determined by the prevailing gender roles, which may differ from one culture to another.
This men's house is from the Asmat, who live in the southwestern lowlands of the island of New Guinea, spread across an area about the size of Belgium. The Asmat inhabit the marshy coastal regions and live mainly as hunter-gatherers. Their nutrition is drawn almost entirely from the rivers and from the sago palm, from which the Asmat extract flour. Women play an important role in feeding the family. The objects displayed opposite the men's house, such as the fishing net and tools for washing the pulp of the sago palm, are still used mostly by women. Men are responsible for felling the sago palms and hunting land and larger marine animals. Since the 1960s, the influence of Christian missionaries and Indonesian administration has led to an ongoing shift in gender roles among the Asmat. Warfare and the associated ritual headhunting, once the domain of the men, were abandoned. However, men continue to dominate political and religious life. If you'd like to learn more about the men's house, press the info button on your audio guide.